They came from the core.
There you go. There's your intro.
Wow, what a great intro.
Yeah, I know. You're welcome.
All right. Hi, this is Soccer Photography. My name is Brady.
This is Lance.
My name's Luke.
Usually we're an anime and movie podcast, but it's spooky month, so we just did spooky movies.
Just a movie.
Just a movie podcast today.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's Halloween, kind of, almost. It's spooky month.
It's the spook month.
Yeah, like a week.
It literally, like, it went from, like, summer here to, like, October, like, instantly. It was so weird.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was windy today, and half of our county is on fire, and all the
leaves. Yeah, what? What is up with that?
I don't know, man. Kind of thematic, though.
I guess.
If you think about it. yeah, so we just did two movies today, so a little bit of a shorter episode. But I guess we'll, what do you guys want to start talking about first? I don't really care.
Do you want to do Children of the Corn first?
Yeah.
Yeah, you suggested it. Let's do it.
But so number one on the docket is Children of the Corn, which is a movie about a town in Nebraska where all the kids worship basically what, a devil? And kill everyone, like all the adults. And then, yeah, I guess, you know, your stereotypical couple goes in the town and has to fight the monster.
The monster. Yeah.
The demon monster. The antagonist, whatever you want to call the thing.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, what'd you guys think of it? Because I was kind of bored.
I was going into this movie, like, preparing to be scared. Like, I
really
thought, like, since really? I was like, I've heard about it when I was like a little kid and I never watched it, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a scary movie. I'm like, oh shit, you know. And then I watched it and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, when you look up movies on IMDb, both the movies, sorry, with that we watched today, this one is rated R and the other one is not, but I wasn't necessarily scared by either one. This one had a little bit more tension in it because it was like playing itself so seriously. But yeah, after the first 10 minutes, I was just like, all right.
It's hard to be scared of like the bad guy, the villain, the monster.
Yeah.
When the monster is just a bunch of little kids, you're really bad at acting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say the acting is fucking horrible.
Well, because like good most of the cast is just like random kids. And this is like back in the 80s too.
Weird looking kids. And then the cute kids
weird
are the good
looking
kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. They specifically chose like weird looking kids, I feel like, for this.
Should have chose kids that
kids
can act.
That would fit, you know.
Yeah, they should have chosen the kids movie. That could fucking act. Well, that one you could tell that the main like Isaac, you could tell he was a fucking theater.
Isaac. Oh god.
Oh my god, yeah. He
looked like
kid.
He was like 50 years old, but
yeah, it's like one of those 13 or 30 sort of situations. Yeah.
Same with
so
that Malachi guy.
Yeah, the Malachi kid.
Yeah, they
he
just
tried
the
so hard
kids.
To be like scary
and
angry.
Intimidating, yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I was like expecting it to be really scary, and then I'm
well, because like, you look at movies like where kids are actually scary, like The Shining or something, where it's like actually
like,
kind
oh,
of intimidating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit! Yeah. I was really expecting like that, except like a whole town of kids, but it's not. They're like the shittiest, poor. Like they're just fucking terrible at being a creepy cult. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
They have like
because there's no
melee
like,
weapons.
Yeah, they have like farm tools,
and there's like fucking 30 of them, and they can't stop one guy.
He was hauling ass though.
Yeah,
did you see how fast he was actually running? I think that was the fastest I've ever seen anybody run in a horror movie.
Yeah, he fucking
he took off.
But you know, he might also have looked faster because he was in such a tiny town that it just looked
and
like
he was like
it.
2 feet taller than half.
Yeah,
the
everybody
in the
like
cast.
The entire cast. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I was really expecting like a Rambo situation.
Yeah,
he just fucking went baller on all the kids. Like
he literally could have.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That scene where he like is waiting for the Malachi.
Yeah, to come around the I was just
to come around the corner. And then he like hits him in the knee and I'm like, kill him. Kill him right here.
Because he's a bumble fucking idiot. This is one of those horror movies.
Okay, but he wasn't
on the main characters being shitty at everything that they do.
He wasn't like the entire time until that scene where he hits him in the knee, gets up to go away, and just smashes into like a random pillar in the wall.
Yeah, he like fucking bumps his head. It's like a Three Stooges skit where you just like boing, and honestly, he's like, boing. Yeah.
Oh my god,
yeah, it's just so goofy. Yeah, and in like the first scary. 20 minutes, they're just like, dreading. They just like do everything to get into the situation that they like end up in. Like do any of those things different, and you don't like fuck up and like have like, you know, encounter like a weird cult. But they're like, oh my goodness, let's just go to Gatlin. When he could have just like turned around,
the
first, and like he sees this narrow ass corn like road. The I guess opening... it's like perfectly like wide enough for one car to fit through, and he's just like, "Yep, this is where I need to go." Yep. Fucking idiot!
This is definitely
the opening of the movie. Is really not like I guess like the very opening of it. Like,
I didn't hate it. I was kind of excited. Yeah, parents
were like, "It was cool."
Yeah,
but then once it goes to them and them just driving around on like the roads for so like boring. What a half an hour. Almost.
Well, until they get to the old man, and then they're just like, okay, there's one thing that happens, and then like 45 minutes go by. I like pause it because I'm thinking like I bet this is around the 45 minute mark. It was like right when they find like Sarah and like fucking Linda Hamilton or Sarah Connor or whatever is getting. Like about to be kidnapped or something, and I was just like, wow, she literally, it took them like nothing to catch her.
Oh yeah, no.
And then just, the guy's like, he literally, they like surround him and he's just like, all right, I'm just gonna fucking take off, and he just sprints away. Yeah. It's so just, funny. That chase scene goes on for so long.
It does.
It's like ridiculous. Yeah. The setting is like exactly what Nebraska looks like as well. Yeah,
it's just
like, which is really saying something, because it was filmed in Iowa.
Was it really?
Yeah, they're like, I mean, it really just really tells you like how fucking like identical Iowa and Nebraska are. Like,
I mean, yeah,
visual wise,
like corn and soybeans, and like,
yeah, it's just all corn. Yeah, even the town is corn. They just pick up, they just like throw corn on shit.
Yeah, they put corn on everything.
They don't develop that like, really. They just like think like the movie really hinges on you thinking that corn is scary. Like if you have a phobia of corn, this movie is fucking terrifying.
This is a movie for you to watch.
If you ever have gotten that question though, that's like how many fucking like kids do you think you could beat up at once? This movie makes it look like you could beat the shit out of so many kids. Because like
don't fucking lame, do anything. Loser kids just like. Kind of half the kids, I don't know if you guys noticed this, half the kids like when they were chasing him and stuff didn't have any like weapons or anything.
I mean,
just kids in like jean jackets,
literally just like playing
bell bottom jeans, like trying to grab them.
Yeah, well they were all wearing like kind of like creepy like flannel, and like if you notice like the main kid was wearing like a Shrek vest and he had a rope as a belt. I was like, oh my God, that's kind of cool. I guess I noticed that in the very beginning. Yeah, so it's just not fucking scary, like, even a little bit. If you're scared of weird-looking kids or corn, I guess.
If you're scared of weird-looking kids.
And it's not even really fun. I was really expecting, like, if it's not scary, then I expect it to be fun a little bit, like our other movie we're going to talk about. But
yeah,
it's just, like, not fun at all. Like, you're just bored the whole time. You're just like, I want to watch this guy find a fucking gun and then just go nuts.
And just go nuts, yeah.
Yeah, and he never does that. Even, like... Oh fuck! It's just so disappointing. You're expecting him,
In like the
you just
final,
expect so much more.
Final fight scene or whatever.
That was pretty cool. He doesn't even punch him. He slaps him.
He just bitch slaps him over again.
Yeah, I think it's because I don't know. I doubt Stephen King had any restrictions like in his like writing. I'm sure he just wrote whatever the fuck he wanted. But I guess Hollywood were like, oh, we can't show a grown man beating the shit out of like some kids.
Yeah,
but why not? This is a movie that's ripe for a good remake.
No,
like a good modern.
Good modern.
There are 11 of these movies.
Oh Jesus!
What?
11? I'm not joking.
Oh my God! I did not know that.
There's 11. I wanted
a yes. A couple. There's like a prequel or something that was supposed to come out in 2020, but never did. There's a remake in like 2008. There's one where the Isaac guy comes back. There's,
Well, I mean, he was like a zombie. Holy shit, I really didn't know that. I honestly...
I didn't either. I didn't.
I thought there was just
this one and then like the 2008 remake or whatever. I didn't know there was... Oh, somewhere around there.
I didn't realize there were any sequels, honestly. But when it's like something, like a movie like this that's even like mildly successful, you know, like there's like 13 Halloween movies, you know, and they're still making them. But this was like not good, so I don't really understand. I mean, like Friday the 13th or like Freddy, you know?
Maybe like, for like the time period it was good.
But no, like, it wasn't. No, because we watched Halloween like last year and that was like 5 years later, so... And
also,
like,
just like the end, the devil thing.
I blame that on Stephen King.
Yeah,
because he literally can't not put like a spooky ghost in everything. He has to have it be like it can't just be like a grounded weird cult of kids that like. You know, because that could be scary if they like did it right, but they didn't. But like, he has to have them be worshiping like an actual devil, which doesn't do anything until that moment. By the way,
no,
like they sacrifice.
Maybe move the corn.
Yeah, move the corn. I'm talking like in the entire like universe. Yeah, of, like, it didn't do anything except for like take the willing sacrifices. You know, and I guess like the bodies of like all the kids, but. It's just like the lore isn't fleshed out enough. This movie is either 20 minutes too long or too short. And it's probably too long.
Yeah.
You could easily edit this down 20 minutes.
Also, though, the monster literally had no design. There wasn't being to be scared of or anything like that. It's just like static.
Yeah.
That was basically what it was. Just like... red static.
Yeah, it was like TV static. It was like fucking weird. Yeah, it was like a cloud.
It's like this.
Yeah, it was just like it's CGI screen. That's all it was.
Scared of this is supposed to be like the big bad monster.
Yeah, it's just like goofy.
Yeah.
There is like a little bit of zombiness, I guess, with the fucking like kid who like comes back, I guess, after like exploding and going to the moon.
And then
that scene was so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just like put him on a cross, and I'm expecting the like demon to like show up and like brutally kill him, and then he just kind of explodes, and I'm like, what the fuck was that supposed to be?
Just expecting like what happened with like the cop where he just like starves to death or something. I don't know. Because they have like another cross made of corn, of course.
Yeah, and he's still just there.
But why did that one watch it? I don't know, it's just weird. I'm sure it's some weird... I don't put like everything on like the filmmakers or whatever, because I'm sure... Stephen King is a crazy fucker who wrote a shitty short story. And then like just people were like, yeah, it's Stephen King. Because there was a period of time where just literally everything he wrote was just adapted into like a shitty, it doesn't even matter how bad it is. Yeah, it's just like always adapted into something.
I forgot like there was a time where he was just like so stupidly popular that everything he did was just
like... I mean, even still, like it got an adaptation like within the last 5 years, but that's at least good. Yeah. Like it has child actors that don't suck completely. It's like it's like child acting like just became a thing that people actually gave a shit about. Or like maybe like in the late 90s or early 2000s, that's when people started caring about how good kids are at actually acting.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would say like The Sixth Sense, I think the main kid in that is pretty good. And like not shitty. Like the kids in this are just like They speak in such a weird, like, besides that, like, Isaac, like, the cult leader, who speaks kind of cool, like, everybody else is just, like, reading their lines.
Yeah.
And, like, especially, like, Malachi, with how many lines he gets, it's just, like, goofy every time. What do they call them? Like, Outlander? Yeah.
Yeah, Outlander.
Get him! Half of his lines are, get him! Yeah, it's so fucking dumb. Yeah, it's just, like...
And I saw it from like a mile. I mean, I guess it's like a mile away that Malachi was going to betray the Isaac dude.
Yeah, it's because like, he's a little weird fucker.
Yeah, it's just like. I mean, I guess it's old, but. I don't know.
I like, though. Okay, so towards the end,
like when he kind of convinces all the kids to like leave the little cult, like all he fucking says is like, is this the kind of god you want to worship? And it's like, you mean to tell me none of the prior adults ever said that shit?
Well,
and
these
kids are like, oh, you're right. What the fuck?
Yeah, I think nobody.
All the adults died at like the same time. They just magically were able to murder everybody, which they definitely shouldn't have been able. You have to like sort of suspend your disbelief, right? Because there's no way any kid is going to do anything right when they try to do this. Like anything in the movie that a kid does, you're just like, a kid couldn't fucking do that. Like when the main cute kid is like stalking the like the grown ass man.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right, he would have seen him there. Okay, he would have seen him there. Like, he would have heard him do that. It's like...
Oh, there were times where the grown-ass adult man was running and the kids couldn't find him. And I was like, that dude just ran through an open field and those kids just stared at him and went, that wasn't him. It's like, what?
It's just like, kids are, like, fucking incompetent little shits. And, like, the whole point of, like, raising them is so that they're not incompetent little shits. I don't know. The time is only, like, 3 years, right? They would have lasted... like 2 weeks maybe before like they started like get sick and like die and like whatever. So like,
but those kids could not find food by themselves and like
make gas out of corn.
Yeah, or grow corn at all.
What was that about?
Or grow corn? Yeah, what?
They couldn't fucking grow corn at all, and they're in their third season. So
yeah,
and apparently they just like they didn't like learn how to make like ethanol from corn, right? They just invented it. Like separately? Like what?
They just invented
it. They don't have like fucking electricity or like any of that stuff. But yeah, they have
make gas out of corn.
Yeah, but they can make fuel, which they don't really seem to use.
No.
Yeah, like you don't see them do anything.
They don't have any cars. There's no cars in the entire town.
Well, they don't use like any electricity. They don't like power a generator. They don't do anything. I don't know how they fucking water.
Yeah, they don't.
Because they don't. How do they water their corn? How do they get water supplied to their town?
I mean, they have the irrigation system. The town, I don't know. I mean,
how does what about the stores that get deliveries and stuff?
Yeah, nobody for the past
you have to suspend like a lot of things.
Has ever gone through there or ever been like, I haven't heard from this person who lives here for
also like they've killed every single adult. Like, they've successfully killed all of them.
But left the mechanic alive for some reason?
Yeah, well...
They left the mechanic alive for 3 years just to, like, spontaneously kill him.
Just to kill him for literally no reason.
Yeah,
yeah, he did exactly just killed him for no reason.
What they wanted him to.
And it's not like they even used him as, like, setup. They used the first kid as setup for, like, how, like, brutal they are. You know, like, in a horror movie, they, like, you know, there's a kill every so often. Like, in the very beginning, there's one, and then, like, maybe, like, every 10 or 15 minutes, there's, like, something to, like, make sure you're not bored. That old man was just, like, they show it off-screen, and it's just so boring. Everything about this movie is so boring, except when he's just, like, outrunning all these shitter kids. That was pretty funny.
The best part is when you watch kids, like, just make fools of themselves, and that's it.
Yeah, they just look like fucking idiots. It's
also
fun.
He just puts that kid's body in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, it's just
leaves
there.
Him the entire
and then it says the end and they just walk
the
away
end, and just leave his body in a trunk.
Well, there are like a few other bodies out there. I'm sure they like
there's plenty of dead children.
Yeah,
right?
But I mean, listen, like it just he just had stashed him in his trunk and like drove around with him in his trunk and kept him in there.
And then like at one point it like fucking bumps around the back and he's like, this is my golf bag. It's like, you have a body back there, man. Every time that the woman like was concerned, it was like valid.
Yeah.
He was like driving through corn and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. And he just kept driving. And then he's like, sorry. Like, and like a minute later, it's like so shitty. She's like, it's like that movie trope with like useless woman and the man character does things, even though like even a fucking grown woman could outsmart like some idiot kids.
Yeah, for real. It's just it's a dumbass movie, I'm not gonna lie.
This concept deserves a good adaptation, and I doubt any of the other ones are good at all.
Oh no, they're all like direct to DVD.
Yeah, what about the 2020 one? Oh, it's shittier than this one.
Oh, it's shitty, I think. I don't even know if it's like come out yet.
But... It says it came out in 2020, but it's also an hour and a half long and rated 4.2. And there's absolutely nobody in it that anybody knows. Mm-hmm. So, it just seems like this is a good concept that has just been executed poorly 11 times, or it's just not a good concept for a movie at all, and it's a good short story, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It
was a movie. I watched
it. It was a movie.
It was boring. Do you guys... it was a boring movie. Do we want to even rate these? Because I don't really want to.
I don't really want to rate them either. I don't know. We watched it because like it's an old kind of a classic.
It's an old shitty horror movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of wanted to do. I think I thought I watched this movie second. So I watched Killer Clowns first. And I was like, I don't want to rate this because it was just so fucking... I'm going to move on to Killer Clowns if you guys are ready
for that. I'm ready to move on.
Because I don't think I can... I'm bored. So, So Killer Clowns from Outer Space, same year.
Was it the same year?
I think so, yeah, 1980.
Really? I didn't know it was the same year.
Yeah, and it's just like one of those movies where like blank invades town, town goes fucking nuts, everybody dies except for like three people, spoilers. So, like, pretty comparable, I suppose, to the last movie, like in terms of like the year, I guess, but like in terms of like pacing, like this shit was like way more fun.
This movie kicked ass.
Yeah, this movie,
like this was really fun.
It was a fun movie.
I was pretty much on board as soon as I saw the actual clowns because it just looks fucking awesome. I guess to start,
really good costumes.
Yeah, yeah. I guess to start, the plot of the movie is like there's like these fucking like teenagers at like, you know, like makeout point or whatever, and then they see like a shooting star, and then they go investigate it, and it's like a circus tent, but it's actually a UFO, and there's clown aliens. That's the premise of the movie, and if that doesn't just get you hooked on it, then I don't know what will, because it's fucking awesome. And it like perfectly combines like the goofiness of like clowns with like the fun of like it. I don't know. It's just like great. I wouldn't even call it a horror movie. It's just like a fun, like how like goofy movie, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, really, and the
clowns look awesome.
Like it wasn't really scary either. Like it wasn't like a scary
movie. No, it's fucking sick. I love this.
It was fun. It was just a fun movie to watch. It was a fun time.
Like, the clowns look pretty gross. I think that was, like, the most horror part about it was just that the clowns were, like, gross.
They look so cool. Yeah, I was so impressed with, like, the like, puppetry or, like, animatronics. Mm-hmm,
the facial movements and stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, all the scenes with, like, the cutaway gags, basically, with the clowns just, like, doing shit.
And yeah, the when they're doing clown shit.
Just, like, fucking with people. Those are, like, so funny.
Their way of like abducting people is to like shoot them with a cotton candy gun.
Yeah.
And then they like get like cocooned in cotton candy, and then they get like digested like a spider, and they like bring them back and they fucking suck out the cotton candy like pillows, because that's what they are. They're fucking pillows. And they like use like a giant silly straw to like suck out the innards of the fucking thing. It's like so funny. It's like such a creative movie, concept. Man. It's great. Yeah. I want to point out that the fucking cop looks like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why they picked him as funny. he's like the ex-boyfriend of like the main girl who is now like with this other guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like jealous, and he just like, he like doesn't believe them at first, and he like sends the girl home and then just fucking arrests the boyfriend for no reason. And I was just like, wow.
He's just like, hard-hitting. Fucking liar.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. And then he's like, liar, but she also lied. And then he's just like, yeah, whatever.
Good point.
She's I've also seen her boobies, so doesn't matter. Haha.
You got like the classic asshole cop.
Yeah.
Doesn't help anybody. And then gets turned into a puppet.
That guy was fucking awesome. He literally didn't give a shit about anything.
No.
Why even be a cop? It's just fucking
like great. His friends are calling him, like begging for help. Like the dude who owns the store, he's like, they got you too.
Yeah.
He just hangs up on him and says, fuck it.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm gonna fucking chug whiskey and sit here and smoke a cigar. And then an actual clown comes in and he's like not immediately repulsed by it because it's a fucking like alien, like it's clearly not a person, right? I mean, it's a person in a costume, but you know what I mean. And he's just like, wow. And then even when he gets like direct evidence that the things are like fucky,
he just tries to arrest him.
He does.
I think the clown's hands come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like, hey, whatever, get in there.
He's like, get in.
And then he just like dies. I don't even remember how he fucking dies.
I think he tried to like beat the clown over the head with his baton, and the clown like.
Oh yeah, and the clown's head like turned around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just cut away. Right. I thought he like. Mm-hmm. No, but I thought he like fucking like shut it and locked it and then walked away. He had like the fucking like the blow thing that like, you know, the little kazoo thing.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like a little inflatable. Yeah, and it like
grabbed his throat.
And it grabbed his throat. Yeah. All the kills are so creative. I lapped my ass off when that guy punched off the biker's head.
Oh, that was
the clown. That was fucking awesome. And his like his little clown bike sounds like a motorbike, and he like pulls up and like stops and makes like tire screeching noises, and they're like all laughing at him. Fuck you, man. Just honk the horn and be done with it. Could you imagine if the biker just actually honked the horn and was like done?
Yeah.
He's like, thanks, man. He probably would have lived.
Probably.
He probably wouldn't have had his like head punched into a trash
can. I mean, they probably still wouldn't have lived, but you know.
Maybe it had a pretty chance.
Would have gotten like cotton candied or shadow dinosaur or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I fucking love that. Like shadow puppet. There's just like so many creative kills. When in the last movie it was like nothing. You don't even see any. I guess like the fucking rocket ship cross explosion was crazy, but it wasn't fun. Mm-mm. Like
these are fun.
Yeah, I like you can literally put this on in the background and look at it like every like 5 minutes or whatever, and something crazy is happening. I mean, after like the first like half, probably.
Yeah,
because then there's the two brothers who are like Michael Reeves, who's like
fuck the
fat girls,
chick clowns.
Oh my god, I forgot about that. They go into like the climax of the movie. Mm-hmm. They go into the like alien UFO, I guess the third act of the movie, and then they just like get shot into a ball pit from like a trap door, and there's just like two like clown babes, which is like kind of funny because like
ugly ass clown babes.
Yeah, and then like next time you see them, they have like fucking like first you expect them to just like die.
Be dead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you expect like a creative like killing scene. Apparently those two brothers are invincible though. Because they die like three times and they just never like they just are always still there. But then they like show up the next time and they have like lipstick all over their faces. And it's like, what? Did you make out with the fucking clown aliens? It's just like so bizarre.
And then instead of, you know, trying to live, they like sacrifice their lives to try and save their ice cream rental van.
Yeah, because it's a rental and they can't like let it die, you know.
Oh, so God. They get
blown up.
They fucking explode by the giant clown. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just like show up again
and just fly back out of the sky.
Yeah, doesn't it like explode and then their truck like lands in the parking lot or whatever and they pop out and they're like covered in ice cream. They're like, we hid in the freezer. And it's like, what? Mm-hmm. Why? You knew you were gonna fucking explode? It's just fucking whack. The whatever brothers, the fucking
Terenzi brothers.
Oh, okay. You actually knew. I was gonna say Tagliatelle.
I think it's Terenzi brothers.
The Spaghetti Brothers.
The Spaghetti Brothers. Yes.
It honestly doesn't matter. It's cop, sweater guy, girl, and the fucking Italian brothers. Yeah. And I guess like dickhead cop. There's the pharmacist who's like, excuse me. And then he like doesn't do anything except like he like waits to call the cops until like multiple people have died.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like three dead people in his store.
Yeah, they're like the clowns are like walking around like spraying shaving cream on each other or something and like falling over and like just trashing shit.
Oh my god, you kind of just sitting there like, homie, what the fuck are you doing? Because why the fuck is he just standing the whole fucking time?
Because he's like, because it's like a comedy, you know? He's going, know, yeah. It's just some like goofy shit.
It's a goofy movie.
Yeah.
It was good though. I mean,
yeah, it was so much fun. I love like these movies. Like when you're an hour and a half long, right?
Yeah.
As a movie, when you're like that long, you just want it to like be quick. When it's like one of these like types of like old like horror movies, you know, you just want it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like this was like not boring most of the time. It was a little bit boring in like the beginning because it like took for fucking ever to like start. But once it got going,
around this ship forever, just like looking around and stuff.
Yeah. I was expecting the popcorn to pay off more because they have like a popcorn gun, and then it I was just like, oh,
turns into like tentacles.
Yeah, I thought they were like baby alien clowns or something, and they were like little like eggs. I'm not really sure where they were going with that, but that would have been cool if they were like converting people into clowns.
I think they just wanted to do a scene where they
where the girl gets attacked out of the shower, yeah,
down like a hallway. They're running around with popcorn on their clothes,
yeah,
and then try and tell people that they shot them with popcorn guns.
Yeah, it made I mean, it you say scary. That there's like evil clowns in the forest or whatever. It's just like funny. Yeah,
from outer space, man.
Yeah, I haven't like watched it. I watched it like 3 days ago, so I don't remember like literally everything that happens. But I'm pretty sure I covered everything. I thought was cool. There's not a whole lot to say about these because they're just like cheeky slasher,
like yeah,
yeah,
fun kills. You just gotta like watch it. You know, it's not a whole lot of time investment. You don't have to pay attention; just like have it on in the background.
You just gotta watch Killer Clowns from Outer Space. The corn.
Big recommendation. I do want to bring up before we move on that there is a video game that is coming out. Yep. It's called Killer Clowns the Game. Imagine basing an entire video game on this and it like doesn't look like shit.
No.
There's a trailer. It is the same design. It is the same gags. It's just a game instead of like a movie.
Really?
They announced it like a month ago. It's like very new. I recommend watching the trailer because the clowns look identical. They like even move sort of the same way with like that shitty, like obviously they're in like a huge costume and they can't see probably. Yeah. So they're like,
is it going to be like a Dead by Daylight kind of game? Or
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's like a multiplayer. So I'm pretty sure you can play as the clowns or as like survivors, which I think is going to be a blast. Like I'm going to try it. Really didn't expect just a random like horror movie from like 1984 that's like not I mean I don't even know how you knew about this because I had never heard of this movie.
My girlfriend told me about it because she really liked it and I've never seen it, and then
I mean yeah it's a fucking blast. It's crazy. That's the tagline.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they're taking that and turning it into a fucking game, which will like at the very least be like, you know, fun for like a little bit.
Pretty fun, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm really impressed that they kept, like, they didn't change the design for the clowns. They kept, like, the exact same dudes.
I'm surprised they did that.
Yeah. It's good. It'll be cool when it comes out. I'll try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea when it's supposed to come out. All right. Should we move on to our recommendations for a second Halloween episode that'll come out in a week?
Did we want to bring up Chainsaw Man?
Oh, yeah. You guys can talk about that.
Chainsaw Man came out and it's fucking awesome.
It is fucking awesome. I love it so much. It's dumb as shit, I'm not gonna lie.
It's like dumb, but they pretty much stuck like 100% accurate to the
that's what I heard
the book so far. Like they have not really, I think the only thing they've kind of like changed up at this one is like a little bit more dramatic, I guess, which makes sense because it's like a show. They have to pace it a little bit better. It's a little bit more serious, but it's pretty cool.
I'm
liking it so far. There's only two episodes, so you know, there's not like a lot to go off, but
how many episodes are supposed to be in the first season?
12. Yeah.
Cool. Maybe we'll do like a retrospective when the whole thing is like out. I'll like watch it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think, I don't know how much it's going to cover. I don't know if it's going to do like the whole first part of the book or what. So I have to see.
Yeah, we'll just like add it on to whatever episode we watch since it's only like 12. Yeah. Or whatever. Not we watch, but like when it's done. When would that be? Like February? Oh, no. January. I was thinking it was December for some reason. I have no idea why.
So it is not December quite yet. A while. Have a little bit.
So like probably December. Yeah. All right. Sounds cool.
Awesome.
Now so, recommendations time.
Yeah. I had a recommendation that I wanted to do, and then we agreed on like a separate one.
Mm-hmm.
Because it'd be like fun. I believe we all agreed on Monster House, right?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah. Monster House is like a fucking Cartoon Network classic. It aired like, I'm pretty sure even outside of October, and maybe like 15 times within October.
So, yeah,
because it's like, I don't know, they had the rights or something. I don't know, but if you haven't seen Monster House, I would just watch it before because it's like not very long, and it's just like a weird nostalgia trip for that time of like 3D animation that was like shitty, semi-shitty, you know. And then I also wanted to recommend Pan's Labyrinth.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I just became aware like last week that it's a horror movie. It's also I thought it was like one of those quirky, like, I don't know what the fuck is it called, the Dark Crystal sort of things with like puppets and shit, but it's not. It's also rated R. Which I did not know.
There's like a dick in it. I think Pan's got his dick out at some point.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's not really a horror movie, but it's supposed to be like fucking terrifying, so it's not straight horror.
I could be making that up. Don't know, take my word for that, but I'm pretty sure he does.
Yeah, it's also in Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, which I also never knew. So this one is just sort of a set up to be like one of the best movies of all time, so let's hope it holds up. You guys pretty much covered the goofy Halloween, and I figured Monster Hunter would cover it, so we're gonna talk about something that's like nuts that maybe we can get a little bit more discussion out of besides like fucking Children of the Corn and Killer Clowns. It's really an experience. Like, you can't really like, you have to watch it.
Not a lot. Yeah, you can't like,
there's not really anything you can do to sum it up.
Other than just like goof and gaff on the movie.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so yeah, Pan's Labyrinth and Monster House. What a fucking combo.
What a fucking combo.
We'll probably be back in a week. I mean, we'll definitely be back before Halloween. Yeah, because that'd be
by Halloween.
Yeah, and it's easy shit to watch, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right, Lance, you do the outro. You did the
intro. All right, thanks for listening in. This is Soccerotography. I'm still Lance.
I'm still Luke.
Yeah, I'm also Brady still, so. Bye!
Bye! Bye.